In Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray. Brethren, again, good morning again. And this morning, we are going to look at this title called Unwrapping Your Spiritual Gift. Unwrapping Your Spiritual Gift. Early this morning, we are talking about the Holy Spirit is our teacher in the Sunday school. And again, this is an extension of what we learned today. But again, we are going to look at what the Holy Spirit can do for us. Let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 11. I'm reading from New Living Version. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you are still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same God. God works in different ways, but the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, another the ability to prophecy. He gives someone else the ability to decide whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Hallelujah. I know the question is, what is my gift? How do I know my gift? Spiritual gifts are an essential part of our Christian walk. Spiritual gift is an empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This gift empower us for quality service as we run our Christian race in life. Every child of God must decide to manifest the gift of Spirit. Without the manifestation of this gift, people will not see signs and wonders in our life. And once the unbelievers saw that, they will not be attracted to God. So, brethren, the endowment of spiritual gift is by grace, not by merit. That is why it's called a gift. Also, every believer has one or more spiritual gifts operational in him or her. The other problem is that many of us, believers, we are unaware of the gift at work in us. one of the strategy of life is to have what you need and not to know that you have it. There are three categories of spiritual gifts. I'm going to name them one by one, and I want us to pay attention. Number one, the gift of knowledge. So under this gift of knowledge, we have what we call the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and distinguishing between the spirits. Number two, we have the gift of speech. Under this, we have the tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. The third one is the gift of power. Under that one, we have faith, healing, and miracles. So the question is, which of these gifts do you have? Do you have one or many? Isaiah 11, verse 2 to 3 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay." So, this morning we are talking about the Holy Spirit. And we said Holy Spirit, is going to live with us forever. We said we need the Spirit to understand the Word of God. It's our teacher. We said the Holy Spirit reveals things of God, reveals things to us. When we are searching things of God, it is through the Holy Spirit we're able to get it. There are some gifts of Holy Spirit. There are some gifts of Holy Spirit. And I'm going to name them one by one. The first one is wisdom. Second one is understanding. The third one is counsel. The fourth one is fortitude. The fifth one is knowledge. The sixth one is reverence. And the last one, which is sixth one, is the fear of the Lord. Now, remember the question we are trying to answer this morning. Remember this question we answered this morning when we asked, is only the Holy Spirit is going to leave the world? Now, look at the gift. All these gifts are going to stay with us forever. It's going to stay with us forever. And once these gifts stay with us, that means the Holy Spirit is within us. I've answered this question because I know that I'm going to talk about this in when I'm sharing the word. But let's look at this gift one by one. So that, remember, the title is for us to unwrap the gift, unwrapping our spiritual gift. But for us to be able to unwrap anything, we have to understand what we are looking for. So let's look at wisdom. What is wisdom? The gift of wisdom. We see God at work in our lives and the world. For the wise person, the wonders of the nature, the historical event, and ups and downs in our lives take of judgment about the truth and be able to see the whole image of God. We see God as our Father and other people with dignity. All this comes with wisdom. Lastly, being able to see God in everyone and everything everywhere requires wisdom. So let's talk about understanding. The gift of understanding. We comprehend how we need to live as a follower of Christ. A person with understanding is not confused by all the conflicting messages in our culture about the right way to live. The gift of understanding perfects a person's speculative reason in the apprehension of truth. I guess you are following me. The third one is counsel. Counsel means the gift of the right judgment. With the gift of counsel, we know the difference between the right and wrong. We choose to do what is right. A person with right judgment avoids sins and lives out the values taught by Jesus. The gift of truth allows the person to respond prudently and appellate to believe our Christ the Lord. Many Christians have allowed emotion to cloud their judgment when they are taking some decision instead of decision that they need the Holy Spirit to guide them. The fourth one is the gift of fortitude. For this gift, we overcome our fear and we are willing to take the risks as a follower of the Christ. And a person with courage is willing to stand up for what is right in the sight of God. Even if it means accepting rejection, verbal abuse, or even physical harm or death. The gift of courage allows people the firmness of mind that's required both in doing good and enduring evil. Number five, knowledge. With gift of knowledge, we understand the meaning of God. It's more than the accumulation of facts. It's deeper than that. The sixth one is we have a deep sense of respect for God and the church. Again, deep sense of respect for God and the church. Because the church is the body of Christ. A person with reverence recognizes the total reliance on God and come before God with humility, trust, and love. The seventh one is the fear of God. The fear of God. With the gift of fear of God, we are aware of the glory and the majesty of God. A person with the fear of the Lord knows that God is the perfection of all we desire. Perfect knowledge. Perfect goodness. Perfect power. And perfect love. This gift is described is just like as we are separating oneself from God. It's like a shared fear of offending his father. Also know that God is all powerful. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You can see that in Proverbs 1 verse 7. It's because it puts our mindset in its correct location with respect to God. We are the finite dependent creature, and he is the infinite all-powerful creator. So now we've looked at each of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So now the question is, how are we going to discover our own gift? That's from the Holy Spirit. But before we go there, 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them to serve one another. You see, that means even when we know our gift that God has given to us, it's not saying that this gift we should just retain it for ourselves and be using it for ourselves, but again, use it to serve one another. Those are supernatural ability God's given each Christ followers. But the general idea of blessing others also carry over to talent. So you can see the link. The gift and talent. God does not give us anything just for our own benefit. Now, I remember, you know, during the Christmas period, most times for the little children, you know, that they still believe that Santa comes, you know, to the house, you know, the little children will go and get cookies, milk, put it on the table. But again, the mommy and daddy will wrap all the gifts, you know, and put them under the tree, you know, so that when they wake up in the morning, they will run on. To look at the gift that Santa brought to them. You can see the excitement in them. So they're trying to unwrap the gift that Santa brought to them. That kind of excitement. So the same thing applies to us as a follower of Jesus Christ, that we should have the same anticipation and excitement to unwrap the spiritual gift. God is a giving God. He does not give simply to secure our eternal relationship with Him, but the gift of salvation and spiritual gift, so we can participate in what He's doing to redeem the people to Him. Every Christian needs to know that to receive God's grace for salvation is to receive God's gift for service. Jesus did not pay the price for crucifixion death so that we can just sit happily at home with our remote watching TV. Jesus paid the price so we can have a life of eternal purpose of His glory. He gave each one of us a gift of His Spirit in order to be a functioning member of His body. And His body is what? The church. So the Bible teaches three things regarding this gift. That each follower of Jesus has a spiritual gift that translates into a function within the church. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 12:17. The gift is for the common good of the church, not a special attribute of a personality or a talent. The gift is a manifestation of God's Holy Spirit in a follower's life that supernaturally empowers him or her to serve as a member of the body of Christ. Now, Let's look at some basic truth about spiritual gift that can help us in our quest to live as God created us. Remember that one body has many parts. Let's look at our own body as an example. Our own body has many parts. And eyes, head, tongues, nose, many parts. Every part belongs and has a reason for being in the body. You see, we're trying to understand the body of Christ. This is church. And how the gift is related to that. Every part belongs and has reason for being in the body. You know, if we look at 1 Corinthians 12:12-27, you will see how Paul is. The heart can say to hear that because it is not is not an eye, it does not belong to the body. No, if the whole body is eating, so no matter you belong to the body of Christ. No one can say you don't belong. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, but our bodies have many parts, but God has put each part just where he wants. So if you have trusted Jesus as a Lord, as your Lord, you belong to the body of Christ. Point two, every part needs the other part. Every part needs the other part. Again, Paul reminded us that the eye can say to the hand, I don't need you. If that were true, you could see the food, but you can't get to your mouth. An eye without hand would be a disadvantage. No, the eye and hand need each other. Even those parts that seems less important are necessary for the health of the body. For example, although the thyroid gland is small and unseen, if it gets sick, the whole body gets sick. So you can't say to anyone in your group, we don't need you. God has made it clear that everyone who is a part of the church as a useful function. Even if you can't see that clearly, that may be a thyroid gland, but you are looking for an eye. The third point is the spiritual gift contributes to the body. Your gift is to be used in order to help the body of Christ function in the world. For example, the spiritual of service is the hand of Christ in the world. People with this gift perform acts of service that demonstrate God's love to others. Their service may take the form of setting up the chairs in the church or carrying food to the family in need. Another example is a gift of exhortation or encouragement that can be viewed as a harm of the church that you put around those who are discouraged or need someone to work alongside them. Brilliant, you have a gift given by God when you trust Jesus. That gift means you belong to the body and you have a place of service in the body. So now we've looked at the gifts, we've looked at how the gifts related to the body of Christ. Then the question is, how do you discover the gift of God? How? How are you going to unwrap the gift of God? How are you going to unwrap the spiritual gift that God has given to you? How? Do you know that some people have this gift in them, but they don't know that they have this gift? Different gifts that need to be manifested, that need to be revealed to us. So how can we discover this gift of God? Number one, spend time praying to the one who will give you the gift. Again, spend time, a relationship with God, for God to reveal your gifts to you. Spend time praying to the one who gave you the gift. Prayer is conversation with God. The more time you spend talking with God, the more opportunity you have to learn what He has gifted you to do as a part in His body. Like an apprentice who asks the master, craftsman, how to use a tool. Your powerful questions will lead you to God's plan for why He has given you the gift. The giver of the gift is the best guide to show you how to use it. So we are saying that there must be a relationship with God. And once you have that relationship, there's going to be a two-way street conversation with God. And through His Holy Spirit, He will reveal the gift He has given to you and how you're going to use that gift. Number two, study the Bible. Study the Bible. I know we've mentioned this many times in Sunday school, especially some lessons we've done in Sunday school. Memorizing His word. Quiet time. So God has revealed His purpose for our spiritual gift in the Bible. If we read and study passages like 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, 1 to 18, Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. Knowing these verses will help us to sort through all that has been written and spoken about the spiritual gift. So we have to just go to the Bible first and then read what others have written about the gift. Number three. Ask those who know you well. Ask those who know you well. Since your spiritual gift is intended to be lived out in a community, those who know you best can help you to discover how God has gifted you for service. For example, a friend may say, I'm amazed at how easily you can talk to our friends about Jesus. I get so scared. A comment like this may be a confirmation of a spiritual gift of evangelism. Someone else may comment on how well you help them to understand the Bible. This can be encouragement of your teaching gift. Someone else may say, okay, now I have this situation. And he explains the situation to you. And you are able to resolve that situation with prayer. That's wisdom. So there's a lot of things God can give by even by asking people around you. Not just people, the believers. To identify a kind of gift that God has given to you. As I mentioned, some of us, we don't know the kind of gift God has given to us. And those gifts reside within us. But it's something it takes another person to reveal that to us, because the Holy Spirit has used that person to reveal that to us. The fourth one, serve. The best way to learn how God has gifted you is to serve as a member of the body of Christ. It's to serve. Not that you want to serve and you are doing a show off that, okay, you want the pastor to know that I'm serving. That is not the gift that God has given to you. That's not the gift that God has given to you. Let the service you are really in church be the one that come within you, and God has placed that in you to serve. Don't serve because you have some intention behind it. Serve because God has given that gift to help others. Sometimes, in the body of Christ, you may not even know what to do. But again, you can start with what you are asked to do, and see what makes your heart beat fast. If pastor calls you, like, brilliant, I want you to do something in the church. Do it. If that is what God has given you as a gift, you will see how that gift will manifest in your life. And you always see if that thing is going to make your heart beat very fast. That means that that's not what God has given to you. When we think God has already asked us to do what we can't do or what we don't want to do, no, God always asks us what he can ask us to do. God will never give us something that's beyond our capacity to do. He's always provided a provision for us to be able to do what he has us to do. It makes more sense that what you love to do for God may be the very, very thing he gifted you to do all along for him. Brother, I'm going to use this word again, that God has placed a gift under the tree for you to open. Remember, I mentioned about the student unwrapping the Christmas present? Today, God has placed a gift for you to open. because he knows that he has given every one of us a gift, and again, is going to reveal that gift for you today. Pray to God to reveal that gift to you. And I want us to start to unwrap this gift that God has given to us. You know, I've mentioned many gifts today. 7 gifts from the Holy Spirit. And all these gifts are going to live with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. Let us pray. I want us to thank God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And let's thank Him for His mercy that allows us to qualify to receive this gift. This spiritual gift is not something that just comes anyhow, but it comes from God Himself. I want to thank God. Let's thank God for this gift. Because this gift, when we have this gift, apart that we are able to use this gift to help others, this gift also to allow us to move along in our life in everything we are doing. So I want us to thank God for this gift. And it's mercy that allows us to qualify for this gift. I want us to pray that the Holy Spirit should fill us afresh today. Fill us afresh today. And open our eyes to the gift that Spirit of the Lord has endued to us. Brethren, I want us to listen carefully to this prayer point. And I want us to pray it with our whole heart and personalize this prayer point. As we are receiving the fresh grace to manifest the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, this morning, I want us to pray that the Holy Spirit should baptize us, baptize me. Now, I say I want you to personalize it. I want you to pray that the Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of the word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of the word of wisdom. Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift or the working of miracles. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of speaking in diverse tongues. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of interpretation of the tongues. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of discernment of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of healing. The Holy Spirit should baptize me with the gift of the prophecy. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. We know every gift belongs to you. Father, Lord, baptize us with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Lord, so that we can be able to use this gift to help another in the body of Christ, Lord. You are the only one who can reveal this gift to us, Lord. Some of us may know this gift that is residing in us, but it's only you who can reveal this to us. Lord, reveal this gift to us, Lord. Shower us with this gift, Lord, so that we can be able to serve you with all our strength, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. As we are going in this, as we are going in this week, Father, Lord, we commit this week to you, Lord. Let your blessing be upon us, Lord. Your divine favor will be upon us throughout this week we are starting, Lord. We shall see your we shall see your miracles in our life, Lord. And we have testimony to share with other brethren regarding your love on us, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life, Lord. I pray in Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen. Amen.